Hello, Internet.
Hi, Weird.
So, Internet, what are you wearing?
What's new?
Well, Breda, we're not allowed to talk about a monkey having sex with a deer. And so those of you listening at home, you're just going to have to Google it.
There you go. Google it.
But we are going to talk a lot about golden showers today. No choice. What's great has been listening to all the network newscasts go, you know, either just kind of entirely sidestepping it or just straight up going, fuck, we're talking about golden showers. This is happening. Oh, good times.
Have you had to explain to anybody what a golden shower is?
I have not.
Apparently Marty did.
It's kind of self-explanatory, really.
Yeah.
Well, it's not gold, though. It's more clear. Like you said,
you need to stay hydrated.
Yeah, if it's gold, you need to drink more water.
Jeez,
And you need to ask for a discount on your Russian hookers.
Oh, man. That's like I've said it somewhere else. This is the best presidency ever, and it hasn't even started yet.
I was thinking the exact same thing. So let's just throw a little bit for those who haven't followed it or all that. Like, actually, I don't even know all the full lines of where the fuck this all came from.
Well,
4chan. Where else would it come from?
The Russian hooker extravaganza supposedly came from something written on 4chan and peddled to a reporter who passed it on to the CIA. That's the story. You can go back and look on 4chan, and they have screen captures of and you can look at the, you know, the time and date stamp of when they talked about doing it back in like November. So
also, I've heard some reports. I haven't fully tracked them down. I was hearing some stuff that there's, depending on which one of these fake news stories on, but essentially a whole bunch of compromising stories popped up about Donald Trump. And some of it may have come from the crack reporters at 4chan.
Well, yeah,
some of it may have come from disinformation services done through the Jeb Bush campaign.
Right.
And I've heard something about like John McCain delivering some of this information to the CIA.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's an amalgamation. Somebody's put together basically all this crap that's been floating around, this made up bullshit that has been floating around apparently for months now, and no reputable news, even the disreputable news places wouldn't run with it because it was completely unsubstantiated with, you know, nobody, you know, would say anything. And finally, I think at one point last week or early this was, I don't even know when this started. Anyway, CNN alluded to it last week with the briefing.
It was early this week.
Right. It was last
like
week.
Monday or Tuesday.
It was last week when they had the CIA briefing about the hackers and whatnot. And so then BuzzFeed was apparently they had it. They weren't going to let CNN steal all their clicks away or something. So they published it, and everybody else was like, oh, you didn't.
But needless to say, there was a huge, huge amount of fake news. We could disseminate all the fakeness and all the awfulness of this, but it's complete and utter bullshit, and a complete and utter bullshit in that like everybody should know better, but since CNN was one of the people that decided, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna run with this, when there was a press conference on these scurrilous allegations against Donald Trump, then Donald Trump was pretty much just going to say, it's completely made up. It's complete crap. Here's why it's complete crap. CNN raised their hand and he says, no, I'm not giving you a question. You guys are not news.
That was great.
And of course, the CNN, like, that probably wouldn't even be really worth talking about more than just a footnote if it wasn't for the fact that the CNN guy started, like, shouting over all the other reporters and, like, getting all up in a huff that he wasn't able to get a question or make a statement to Donald Trump, pointing out the fact that they absolutely are publishing absolute bullshit for the only purpose of defaming who is soon to be a sitting president. And so he got in this big hissy fit, and guess what? The American people are perfectly fine with it. Like, I think this is the greatest thing ever, is the, no longer is it the, you know, the quote unquote too big to fail sort of idea. Is the, no, like, you start doing, like, complete backwards bullshit, congratulations, you're going to get graded on a curve.
Yeah, and for good reason. Yep. I mean, look at CNN's viewership.
Yeah. I mean, it's Donald Trump right up there said, look, you published this information about hookers peeing on a bed that allegedly Obama slept in, and, I mean, it's just... What the fuck? Like, even, like, skimming through the details on this is the, this, I mean, this shows how absolutely horny these powers to be. And again, this is the mainstream media, and this is also the Republican old guard.
And the CIA and the, you know, the FBI and all these.
They're desperate.
Yeah.
They are desperate.
The CIA had ironclad proof that the Russians hacked the election. Yeah. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Which, how could they be wrong?
Yeah. Ironclad proof, which and everybody's like, yeah, everybody. OK, I know a little bit about computer security and hacking. And I know people that know a lot about it. And, you know, there's no. It doesn't work like that.
It's not how this works. Yeah, it's not how any of this works. It's
exactly right. That's not how this works.
Well, I mean, not only is it not how it works, but also that it didn't happen. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's the you know, how can you show evidence of something that never fucking happened?
Right. Exactly. And well, okay, so here's the thing.
You have Dan Rather sit down with a copy of Microsoft Word.
Right. Well, see, here's the thing. I have no doubt in my mind that there are all kinds of Russian hackers that are trying to hack into everything in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, everything.
It's ridiculous not to expect that. And there's Chinese, and there's Iranians, and there's French, and there's Israeli, and there's, you know, Japanese and Korean, and everybody.
Well, I think there's more of, like, specifically, I think there's a major spike in, like, Russian, Nigerian, and Antigua, just because. Well, no, dead serious. Like, that wasn't even a, like, Antigua is one of those, like, weird places that there's a bunch of places out there that have that never really wrote any cyber laws. They just kind of have the, so, like, I believe if I remember correctly, in Russia, it's one of those, like, all right, if you hack a bank and, like, you know, get it so that your balance goes up. Well, the Russians just treat it as a bank robbery.
You can keep it.
Well, no, it's just a bank robbery. Well,
and that's what it is.
If you hack a bank from outside of Russia, or you're in Russia and hack a bank outside of Russia, then it's one of those, like, no, it's not our problem. Yes, one of our citizens maybe hacked your bank and transferred some money, but, you know, that's up to you. You got to catch the guy, you know. If one of our citizens, you know, went to Warsaw and robbed a bank there at gunpoint, we're not going to, you know, help you find the guy. You just, it's your bank, it's your money, not our monkeys, not our circus.
Right.
And that's how they're dealt with. Same with, like, Antigua and Nigeria, two big, you know, big other ones. And so because of that, not only are there lots and lots of hackers in those countries doing their hacky hacking, but there's also lots of hackers from every other country that are hacking computers and setting up shell accounts and doing stuff so that there's proxy servers from Russia, from Antigua, from Nigeria that are hacking back, so that it's 2 degrees of they don't give a fuck, so that they're avoiding any sort of punishment or cooperation with the local government to trace them. So, I mean, it's Russians saying Russian hacker is kind of a bullshit term, because it could be a Russian hacker or it could be an American hacker working from a Russian proxy, as to add a degree of separation while they're doing the hack. And all of that is a good way of saying, but none of that shit ever fucking happened, even remotely.
Well, but that's the thing is, you know, yes, that the, those type of hacks take place. However, the DNC, we know, wasn't a hack because Assange said it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was a leak. It was delivered probably by, what's his name, the guy that got killed in D.C. Not to go.
Which one?
Sean somebody.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm pretty sure it was the aide. Is that who you're talking about, that guy?
The DNC aide that got shot for no apparent reason and not a robbery in D.C. Yeah. So
you mean Arkansas?
Yeah. So, I mean, but, and then, you know, Podesta, that wasn't a hack. That was dumbass.
Seth Rich.
Yeah, Seth Rich.
Seth Rich.
And
I keep thinking his name is Sean.
And
you're Seth Rich?
And you know, Podesta, you know, apparently he didn't see a link he didn't want to click on, so... I mean, you can't, at a certain point, you're so incompetent that it's no longer hacking anymore. I mean, if you know, if you leave the front door open and the safe open and somebody walks in and takes your shit, you know, I mean, technically it's burglary, but damn.
No, this is more like you left your shit out on the lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Or actually to go into like real world law, like actually a next door neighbor of mine pulled into a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot before work and just hopped out of his car with the keys, just put it in park and hopped out of the car with the keys in the ignition and the engine running.
Duh.
Walked into the Dunkin' Donuts, got himself a cup of coffee and a donut or whatever the hell, came out, car's gone, called the cops and just said, hope they don't do anything bad, because guess what? If they run somebody over, you're on the hook for that too.
Really?
Yeah.
He told the cops he left his keys in the ignition.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. A fucking moron.
Well, he was from Argentina. he was.
Yeah, because no one ever steals cars in third world.
That's how I knew this story, was because he was telling me that he was completely flabbergasted that, oh my god, the cop said, like, yeah, no, it's entirely my fault that the car got stolen.
Well, yeah, because it is.
If you leave your the keys in the ignition and all that, and they steal your car, then that they didn't steal your car; they borrow it without asking.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you let them have it.
So how's your Instapot?
How many more?
Brita?
What?
How's your
Instapot? That's a shitty segue, Alan.
I know.
But the Instapot is amazing.
I wanted to talk about ribs. That's why I did the segue.
Oh, you want to? Yeah.
Fuck golden showers and suck ribs.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just tell you about the ribs in my Instant Pot. They were...
First up, which animal?
Pork. Spare ribs, not baby backs, because I don't like baby backs. I think they're like a waste of my time.
Too much bone, not enough meat.
I'll eat them. There's not enough, like... The meat texture is too tender for me or something. It's like... I like a little bit... Anyway, so... Pork spare ribs. I rub them with like a spice rub. I put them in the Instant Pot for 25 minutes.
Did you add any liquid?
You have to add liquid.
That's the part that kills
me. For it to like, well, you have to add liquid.
No. The 25 minutes.
Yeah. 25 minutes.
For ribs.
It's like a fucking microwave.
It is.
And,
it's like,
well,
it's
I added a cup of liquid, cup of water, and you need the water for it to like build up steam and pressure. So that's how it works, right? So 25 minutes, these ribs in the Instant Pot, and then I took them out and I put them in the fridge, and Mike and I went to the gym, and we came home, And I took the ribs out of the fridge and I put them on a thing and I put some sauce on them and I put the ribs in the oven like at 400 just to do the sauce. Mm-hmm. And while that was happening, I did a bunch of steamed vegetables, 8 minutes in the Instant Pot. And the ribs, honest to God, they were like amazing. The best ribs I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Yeah, I do. I do ribs that way, but I do them just in an oven. I make
these
make
are little, better than in an oven.
I put them in Trust a little me. Foil pouch, and they stay in there for
three hours. I know. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, Instant Pot is better. Yeah, and I think it's
because of course it is. I mean, when you're high, you'll eat anything.
No, I think it's because of the pressure of the.
I can't not hear instant marijuana whenever you say Instant Pot. By the way, I can't not hear it.
It's a pressure. It's a the pressure cooker. So the pressure like pushes the. They come out and they're so like tender and moist and fall apart and they're just beautiful and the flavor stays in the meat and like.
Amazing. And so and the dry rub didn't get bothered by the liquid.
Nope. And then the day after that, I made lentil soup. And if you've ever cooked lentils, you know that lentils take a long time on the stove. You have to cook them slowly in liquid, blah, 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 so that the lentils will absorb all the liquid and, like, be, you know, soft enough to eat, blah, blah. I made soup, and there was, like, a little bit of prep work of chopping onions and celery and, you know, whatnot. And, but once I got everything in the pot, the lentils and the other ingredients and the broth, it was 10 minutes. Literally push the button, 10 minutes. Soup.
Yeah.
Perfect. I am super impressed.
I've been talking with a friend of the show, Miguel, and he referred to the Instant Pot as it's like cheating.
It is like cheating. It is. And it drives me crazy because I like to cook. Like, I like the process of cooking, like standing at the stove and stirring things and checking on things and tasting things. And but it's like you put things in the pot and you're like, okay, I'm pushing this button. And you have to kind of let go a little bit. And I'm kind of a control freak in the kitchen. And it's been, you know, a little bit of a change for me. But it is like cheating because it comes out and you're like, holy shit, this is amazing. And I didn't do anything. I just pushed the fucking button and it came out great.
See, actually, I'm a huge fan of like that side of it, of the, all right, look, I know that like when I've got the ribs in for like for 4 hours in the oven at like 250, that sort of cooking is, I like the fact that like I'm sitting on the couch reading a book, but I'm
well, cooking. You would love the Instant Pot then.
Yeah. Or the I'm at work and I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Like I made beef stew yesterday and yeah, nope. I was cooking all fucking day long, and ta-da! Now,
I hear that the Instant Pot does risotto really, really well.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
you have my attention.
Okay, so anybody who has made risotto is like a process. It's like a
fiddly fucking process.
It's a fiddly process. Like you have to do the rice and the ingredients. And then you add a little liquid and you stir, and it starts to do the thing. And then you add more liquid and stir. And it's like this little dance with the risotto, right? So you're doing this thing.
I don't mind doing that kind of cooking, but I definitely prefer the other kind of cooking where you put some onions on a chicken and you throw it in the oven and then you walk the fuck away for a little while.
Yeah, you need an Instant Pot because the risotto, I've seen it online and I've heard that it just comes out absolutely amazing by just throwing the shit in the pot and pushing the button. Wow. And I can't, you know, I think that if anybody who likes to cook and likes to, you know, work in the kitchen and do stuff, I think making risotto by hand, like doing the thing and following the instructions is an important thing because you get to learn how things work. You know, you learn how the starch comes out of the rice and you mix the broth and like you learn about it.
It's a technique.
It's a good thing to know how to do by hand. But if you've done that a number of times, you're like, yeah, okay, I can make risotto. If you have an Instant Pot, why the hell not?
Mm.
So risotto is on the list of things I need to make
That's definitely something to said about cooking is there's definitely recipes.
Right.
There's recipes where throw all this shit together and do this and do that. And, you know, in an hour you've got blank.
Right.
But then there's also there's things where it's more technique.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the making up a filling, laying out the, frozen crescent rolls in a circle on the pan and then rolling them over another. You could do literally anything with that. You can do buffalo chicken. You can do barbecue pork. You can do pizza. You can do whatever. You can make a big old ring of biscuit dough, whatever. And ta-da.
Yeah.
You know, you can do vegetarian options. It doesn't matter. So long as it is mostly cooked filling and raw crescent dough, ta-da, it's a technique. It's not a specific recipe.
Like I've made souffles by hand, like cheese souffles, and I've
pronounced soufflette.
Soufflette. I've made them. I'm not a huge fan of souffles, but like I know how to do it, so you know I've done it. But if I could make one in an Instant Pot now, I would do it because souffles are a pain in the ass.
All right. So now, so, as someone who has never done a souffle, but someone who has watched a lot of cartoons as a child. have you ever had one deflate on you?
No.
Okay.
Because you don't open the oven. You put it in there across your fingers.
I think I remember, I think there was a famous clip. I think when Julia Child died, that was one of the clips is she pulled a souffle out of the oven and the fucker just
yeah.
sank like a rock in a pond.
I'm sure it's delicious though. So yeah, but there are things also in the Instant Pot though, I think that maybe you should not do. Like, you know, like prime rib roast. You know, rib roast, don't do that. Or beef tenderloin, don't do that. There are certain things that, or steak, just don't.
By the way, there's a new term since Weird doesn't like Instant Pot.
Okay.
What we'll call it from now on, one of the people we know on Facebook, Kelly Eads. Eads? Anyway.
Eads?
Eads.
I don't know.
He calls his the warp core. Which I think is a
awesome, that's a good one.
Throw the food in the warp core and let it go. So that's what I'm calling it from now on. It's no longer the Instant Pot. It's
yeah,
the warp
Jay,
core.
Shut the fuck up. You have a bat lift.
I do.
You have no room to speak whatsoever. You have a make believe Klingon weapon that also does not work as a real weapon.
Oh yes, it does.
It could.
It's very pointy.
It is very pointy, but there's no reason why.
If you shove it up your ass, you'd know it.
Does anyone on the show...
Anything's a weapon if you try hard enough.
Does anyone on the show have anything... It's time to fess up. Does anybody have anything as nerdy and geeky as that? I think Jay wins. I don't think I have anything that nerdy.
I also have the knives to go with it.
Oh no, Jay, you win.
I mean, I don't even have like a. You know what I have? I have a sonic screwdriver. That may be.
Oh yeah, you do.
That's close.
I'm trying to think. Do I have any like Wonder Woman stuff that is really? I don't have actual. Well,
you've got the.
I am Spock.
You have the arm things.
Oh, okay, yeah, Jay wins. I have like adult size Wonder Woman underoos.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Brita. Why'd you tell me that?
Why?
I'm not going to be able to do the rest of the show. I'm just going to be thinking about those underoos, Brita.
They're, like, not sexy.
Underoos. Oh, Brita. Oh, Brita.
Okay.
Oh, Brita.
Well, I had, never mind. I'm not even going to, I was just.
Brita, the only way you could salvage this show is for you to put on 250 pounds and grow a mustache.
Nope.
Then I'll be all right with you having the Wonder Woman underoos. Otherwise, I'm ruined. I'm a ruined man.
Even then, it might be questionable.
That's true.
Never mind. Okay.
Best show.
Moving on.
No, I gotta say, my My only like geekiness is just the fact that like I have an armory. That's
yeah, but that's that's not fanish geeky. That's
yeah. You get a batleth has no function.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a room in my house that like every time there's like a workman down to like work on my electrical panel or like the plumbing that's down here, they're like, oh, so you're a shooter. Yeah, there's no any other way to do it. Is this room is yes, it's my office. So I do podcasts from here and all that. Nobody thinks about that. Nobody sees the oh, look at that. You got a nice microphone there. You must be a podcaster and you do some recording. No, it's just the oh man, you got a lot of ammo.
So you're not a big fan of like any particular TV show nerdy thing?
It's the Alien series. The Alien series is my rabbit hole. And unfortunately, unlike Star Wars and Star Trek and Doctor Who and all the comic book stuff, there's not a lot of bullshit from those. Like there's stuff out there, but like the fans that have like the geeky rabbit hole crap for aliens, mm-hmm. like no, they're the real geeks. Like they went, nope, I'm crossing this bridge.
They went and made it in their garage.
Oh, yes. there are people that have like M41A pulse rifles,
whether it be
airsoft or actual like someone. There's I know of people that have taken Thompson submachine guns, which is what they used for that. Someone took like a an auto ordnance Tommy gun and put the housing around it to make a an M41A pulse rifle. And also the full Colonial Marine uniform, or I've definitely seen people that have like the Weyland Yutani corporate jumpsuits if I could get a hold of those without having to like make it myself or learn.
You have a Waylon Jennings jumpsuit? What?
Yes.
Yeah. The Waylon Corp. That's the evil corporation that in Aliens that sent them.
Oh,
to the,
they're not we're, all I, evil. They're building better worlds.
Weird. Have you seen the documentary Dark Star? H.R. Geiger's World.
What's this one?
It's a documentary about the artist who did all the artwork.
Oh, geez. No, I haven't.
You need to see it because it's.
I'm so afraid of it. I mean, I know he's dead.
Really? But it's a really
that doesn't make him any less scary that he's dead.
Yeah, he's pretty freaky.
As an alien fanboy, like I remember finding myself like in the art section of a bookstore, mm-hmm. and seeing like an H.R. Geiger book or Geiger. I forget how to pronounce it.
Geiger.
Yeah, but seeing a book and going, oh man,
yeah,
I mean to get this book and like,
well, you need
down
to see
off the shop and flipped it open and realized that so about 30% of his work is alien stuff he did for the Aliens movies, stuff he did for David Lynch it wasn't David Lynch, it was that other the guy before David Lynch got tapped for it, but there was a guy that was going to make Dune. And wanted to make a huge sci-fi series, and he commissioned H.R. Geiger to do a lot of the artwork. So there's a whole bunch mm-hmm. of Dune paintings that are inspired from this stuff.
Oh wow! Okay,
it's really fucked up shit. Like it's one of those like, oh, why would you think it would look like that? it's like there's a spice harvester, and it's just this giant like thing with like fists and like a mouth, and it's like. It's like a robot, but it's alive, and it's that was not anywhere in the books.
I'm gonna have to look that up. That sounds good.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. And then there's alien stuff, and then the rest of it's all just fucking sexual.
Yeah.
And like and those of you that especially have been following me from the other podcast know that my sexual tastes are very forgiving. And what does that mean? I'll take all kinds.
Weird did not need Golden Shower explained to him.
No, okay. No, we did not need Golden Shower.
Nor Cleveland Steamer or Dirty Sanchez.
Forgiving.
I've never heard
the term forgiving in that.
That was just the word that came to mind.
Okay.
And yeah. not only do I, you know, do I know what it's what it is on paper? I might have more than a few, maybe some in my personal.
Not design. Many people know this, but Weird is a number one contributor to the Urban Dictionary.
I don't doubt that.
That is not a true story, but there's a lot of open doors. There's a lot of green lights when it comes to sex stuff in me, and HR Giger's view of sex is red light. What the fuck? And no, this is not even me talking right now. This is not like pushing 40 weird. This is like not old enough to drive yet. And I was probably in the back of the art section also flipping through of the, oh, look, nude still lives. Hells yeah. And then H.R. Giger. Oh, the dude who did the alien stuff. Oh, I got to take this book down. And what the fuck? That's a vagina? What the hell? No.
Bad luck even seeing anything like that.
I was 16. I was beating off to scramble porn. I was hitting whatever the biggest numbers were on the fucking cable box and getting scrambled bullshit and maybe getting a view of an elbow with possibly the sound of a woman climaxing. And that was enough for me to finish. And this book turned me off.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, you should watch the movie and report back. I would love to hear the movie review of that one.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It's called Dark Star. Look it up.
Which you got to be careful because there's a science fiction movie called Dark Star, which is something else entirely.
Well, it's different. Yeah, he's looking it up furiously.
Yep.
All right.
This movie was filmed a year before he died, and still really, yeah, he's an interesting fellow.
Wasn't that from Spaceballs? No, that was Dark Helmet.
Yeah, that was Dark Helmet. Yeah.
Spaceballs.
Combing
the Desert.
But the John Carpenter 1974 Dark Star is also worth seeing. It's the one with the talking bomb.
I'm a 30-second bomb.
Yes.
I'm a 29-second bomb.
That's pretty much how it is, yeah.
It looks like it's all pay, but like $3 on Amazon Video.
There you go.
How terrifying is Sabrina? Well, I have nightmares.
It's awesome. It is. It's awesome. I was riveted the entire time.
Cool.
And also appalled too. I don't know. You'll see. It was very good. I loved it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk about other things that give me horror?
Well.
Yes.
I'm a little scared.
Joe Biden just got the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Obama's given them to like everybody, like literally everybody. I'm surprised I haven't gotten one in the mail.
This is Obama pretty much saying, hey, you know, all you people that like lost limbs and were like horribly disfigured and did, you know, doing actual heroic, like life risking stuff. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to give it to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a mentally challenged serial rapist who has done nothing his entire life except for get very, very bad hair plugs. And I'm going to give him this prestigious award.
Well, you know, Obama shit all over the Nobel Peace Prize. So, you know, he's got
to
do something.
To be fair, Yasser Arafat and James Earl Carter also got that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if they've given it to Cat Stevens yet, but I'm sure he's on the short list.
Just wait.
Well, recently, I think it was this week, somebody asked Joe Biden, what is going to be the first thing that you do after leaving the vice presidency? And he said that the first thing he's going to do is buy a Corvette.
Yep.
Wait, I have to leave? That was the first thing he said.
Wait, what?
You don't have to leave?
God love you, Joe Biden.
Well, he owns a Corvette.
Yeah, he
does. He's like, going to buy himself
the one cool thing about Joe Biden.
Except for what's not cool about it is actually Adam Carolla was talking about this on a podcast. Was talking about Jay Leno had him on his TV show to talk about his classic Corvette. And he started out with the, my family didn't have a whole lot of money. And yet, but yet his dad bought him this loaded Corvette.
Oh.
and also he said my family didn't have a whole lot of money, but he also openly said that his dad managed the largest Chevy dealership in Delaware.
Oh,
so
basically they didn't have a lot of money.
It might have been Pennsylvania, but the largest Chevy dealership in the area. So, but we didn't have a whole lot of money. Yeah, except for your dad was huge, pulling in huge bank. But this is the whole Democrat thing of I got to pretend that like I'm poor and down. I'm just working, folks.
He
went to community college.
Yeah, that's Democrats. The super duper rich ones pretend that they're poor, and then they pretend that the layabout welfare cheats are hardworking people,
or American Indians.
Also that.
Oh, yeah, she voted against Mattis.
All sorts of stuff. I mean, we talked a little while ago about like Sean King. I remember discussing whether or not he was black or not, and I had no idea on one of his big claim to fame was that he was severely beaten by some white supremacists.
Oh yeah, that was kind of
his start to the whole thing, and his like six rednecks, and like he was in the hospital for a month, then he missed a year of school or 2 years of school. There was this huge elaborate story that he gave on this, and in fact, it was bullshit. he had punched a girl because she had borrowed a CD and didn't give it back.
What?
And that girl's boyfriend kicked the shit out of him, but just beat him up. Well, didn't kick the shit out of him, just beat him up, and he got a little bit bruised and bloody. And his mom took him to the hospital, and they said he's going to be okay, and sent him home. And that was his severe beating. And because he filed the police report for all of this, which is how everyone knows that he was just went to the hospital for a couple hours and then was sent home, was that on the police report, it has all the information of all the pertinence. And the dude that had beat him up was white. And Sean King is listed as white.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, even in the police report, and even this was when he was starting to wear his hair real close cropped and have the little mustache that he's got that kind of makes him go, I guess he could be really, really, really light skinned black.
Nope.
No. Well, his story is that his mother cheated with a black guy.
Yes.
But he's so light skinned that this black guy would have to have been like, you know, albino, quarter black.
Well, there's a lot of albinos in the black in Africa. It's somewhere tied in. I believe albinism is more common towards people that would be black than the white European stock.
There's also a lot of inbreeding, but
also that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. So Sean King's an albino.
Maybe. I don't know. All this stuff always turns out to be false. You know, it's like the church in Mississippi or wherever during the election that got burned down, and the guy spray painted "Vote Trump" on the side of the church. And, you know, I kept on following it in the news because I was thinking, oh yeah, it's going to come out that this black, you know, a black person, and sure enough, but the news about it was very quiet. And I remember that when they started investigating, it was, oh, we have a person of interest and we have a suspect, and they kept on like dribbling out the information. And finally it came out in the news that the guy who set the church on fire was black and also a parishioner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of this church. And you see it over and over, right? You see it in a lot of these liberal groups where they try to do this. You know, I remember there was that lesbian waitress or something, and this was a couple years ago maybe, and there was this whole big stink about this lesbian waitress. I think that was the case. And you know, she got people were sending her money on the internet and all this stuff, and it turned out to be completely false, you know, and it's just like,
as they all do,
stop falling for it. Stop falling for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's legitimate cases, but I think the ones that are really on the news and in on the internet and asking for money and people, I'm pretty sure those are not the real ones.
Nope.
Well, I mean, it's
the real ones get streamed on Facebook Live.
Yeah. I mean, there's another side. I mean, the conservative side of it has, you've got the stolen valor. You've got the people that go into the Army Naver store and buy up a uniform and all that. And they're this decorated war hero, side of it, because if you've served this country and served this country valiantly, you're going to get a lot of respect within the conservative side of America. Not as much, maybe some in the more liberal side, depends on which way the wind's blowing on that one. But on the liberal side, it's absolutely the victims of hate and victims of, you know, of violence and victims of oppression, because they view the world entirely on oppressor and people who are being oppressed, victims and oppressors. So if you can get that good solid victim, you know, victim card, get a good, you know, get it really well laminated, then you're in good shape. So that's why you get like Lena Dunham claiming to be a rape victim and getting up all this thing and complete bullshit. And you got Rachel Dolezal, not only the blonde hair, blue eyed, and making herself all up to look black, and claiming that she's black and being working for the NAACP, but also claiming that there's all these nooses and stuff being hung and graffiti. She had like 3 or 4 hate crimes, didn't she?
Oh yeah,
something. I gotta. From a woman point of view, I gotta give that woman respect for all the like makeup and hair that she has to do every day. Wow, that is commitment.
That's crazy.
Well, crazy, but also commitment. Wow.
Yeah, it's just one of those but what is she gonna do? That's the only. Jay puts on a suit. Ugh. I gotta give it to you, Jay. Putting on a suit and going out to Vegas for the SHOT Show and all that. Like, man, that's a lot of effort. That's a lot, but that's your fucking job.
What does SHOT stand for?
Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show.
Ah, okay. I had wondered. Are you excited?
I am.
Or is it old hat now? You're like, oh yeah, SHOT Show again. What do we...
It's a lot of work. Not gonna lie. It's most days I'm up by 7 and I don't go back to my room until midnight. It's a lot of running around.
Right.
Plus there's the 3-hour time difference. So like I get back to the room at the end of the day and I'm like, I should call home and see how the family's doing. It's like, no, it's 10 o'clock and everyone's in bed. So. Plus, it's Vegas, which I really do not like.
Oh, really?
Well, it involves gambling, which I don't do, and drinking, which I really don't do, and, shows, which I really don't do. So, it's nice
not even,
to...
Not even Penn and Teller?
Dennis actually invited me to see Penn and Teller, and I had to turn it down because I have a work engagement. That made me very, very sad.
Yeah,
because that's the wife and I keep talking. It's going to happen. One of these days we're going to go. We're going to fly out to Vegas. We're going to stay for a week, and then we're going to go back. And I'm sure it's going to be just like when we went to Seattle. We're going to go back and we're like, you know what? I think we're good with Vegas. But I like, go see Penn and Teller. There's a bunch of really good comedians that have. Yeah. That have done instead of the tour of the country for 8 months out of the year, instead just rent a theater in Las Vegas and go out 5 days, 5 days a week and do shows and then go back to Los Angeles where your family is and be home.
One of those is Carrot Top. So there you go.
Yes, there is Carrot Top, but Bobby Slayton had.
There's a terrifying human being.
yes, very terrifying.
Have you seen his face lately? Holy shit!
I've seen his face like he 5 or 6 years ago. Could
get together.
And yes, make- Jay, you're right. Oh my god! Holy god!
Yes, it's kind of frightening.
What is he getting real catcher's masky?
No, it's bad plastic surgery.
Oh,
it's starting to kind of look like that cat lady.
The lion. Oh lady. My gosh! Yeah, Jocelyn. Somebody will see.
No, he looks like Eric Stoltz in The Mask.
Oh no! <Jesus. laughs>
All right, I gotta Google this.
Oh, you've got to. You've got to.
Everybody's... Oh my goodness.
he's jacked. He's totally jacked, but
oh Jesus. I don't know if that's doctored.
But no, it's not doctored.
There's one where
that's his face.
But now I'm actually looking. There's this no, I've seen multiple pictures here. His arms. Like he's got this weird, like extra muscles up on his
shoulders. He's had implants like, in his arms.
Yeah.
Oh, those are implants. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I'm like, it's.
Oh. Yes. Wow. Yes. Frightening.
Why would you do that?
Like, well, first he's a ginger.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And they have no souls.
And or what's the story with him? In this case. What's the story with him wearing his pants just above his wiener?
Just above his Anthony?
Yes. Hi-o! Hey, Brita, I'm sorry, but as a lady, do you ever like, especially at the gym, do you ever go, whew, I mean, maybe you're secretly to yourself, whew, boy, look at the pre-wiener on that guy.
I don't look at wieners at the gym.
I'm not talking about the wiener, I'm talking about the pre-wiener. Just the,
what's
the,
a pre-wiener?
The super wiener.
I don't know what that is.
Here. Hold on a second.
Oh God, is he sending me a link? Because I don't know if I.
I'm sending you another Carrot Top picture. You started it, but I'm talking about that image right there.
Oh, the.
Yeah, the pre-wiener.
Nope.
His pants are literally sitting on the base of his dick.
they are, and well, first of all, everybody at the gym wears shirts. Thank God. I no.
Frida can't even.
No, I can't. It's ugh. I don't understand this saggy pant thing. I will never understand it. Mainly because butts are nice. If you have a nice butt, why are you hiding it with your saggy pants? I don't understand. Butts are good. I feel.
I'm doing it because belts are uncomfortable and my outfit is entirely comfort.
I'd sound like Tina Belcher, but butts, man, they're nice. Show your butt.
So weird, you're of the sweatpants in public is acceptable.
Oh, camp? No.
No, okay. I just wear jeans with no belt. Okay. By the way, Jay, this image I just posted, that's all for you. Someone did indeed. Find a picture of Eric Stoltz from The Mask. And
oh, no. Oh my God! Yes,
it's Carrot Top. Actually, he's actually better looking than Carrot Top.
Yes, he is because
actually,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not nearly as freaky looking.
It doesn't have that heavy Hollywood makeup job from the 80s doesn't have the uncanny valley of actually looking at the real Carrot Top.
Okay, much like the Detroit of RoboCop is actually better than the actual Detroit.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz of The Mask is actually better than the real Carrot Top.
Well, because if they made something like Carrot Top, everybody would have gone, well, that's not realistic. Well,
that's silly. That's swamp.
Nobody would look swamp. Like that.
And he paid to look like that. That's the killer. Like, he went to a plastic surgeon and said, I want you to do this to me.
Oh, yeah.
plastic surgeon said, I need a dump truck full of money first.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone's got a picture side by side of Carrot Top and Jackie Stallone.
Well, I do think that a lot of people in Hollywood, they all share the same plastic surgeon. And so their faces all kind of come out looking the same.
Yeah.
It's like those Renaissance painters. They all just knew how to paint the one face.
Yep.
You know, and so all the portraits kind of just look the same, but with different accessories and hair.
Well, I think there's also some of it of the, oh, give me a nose like that. Give me, you know, they say like, it's just like when, you know, when what's her face was on Friends, everyone was just going into the hair salon and saying, give me the Rachel. And then salons started specifically like, you know, publishing form books on how to do the Rachel, like what is the Rachel, so that they could suddenly say, well, we do the Rachel. And so suddenly everybody had the Rachel.
Right.
And people were getting the Rachel long after Rachel no longer had the Rachel. and then Rachel was,
I guess they were married catching or not married
to Brad Pitt for
so
a little while.
So who's popular now? Like the Kardashians? Is that the look that's popular now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder how many women are going, give me the Kim.
Give me the Kim or the Kylie. Well, even the Kylie isn't the real Kylie because she's had the lip implants and Lord knows what else. Yeah, I don't know. Hollywood.
Yeah. Speaking of Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about what's her name.
Oh, what's her name?
What's her name? The Golden Globe speech.
Sophie's Choice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know her name.
She's so famous. She's so famous. I can't ever remember her name.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one in Fatal Attraction?
No, that was Glenn Close.
Good one, Jay.
I always get them confused too.
I know, me too. So, just the rank hypocrisy. It's like they.
Speaking of which, she did the whole "I'm from New Jersey" on that speech again, going like the "Oh no, I'm not just astoundingly like rich and privileged."
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a tiny fraction of my life in New Jersey.
Yep.
Whatever.
And hey, guess what? I've been to New Jersey, and there's the majority of the state's actually nice.
Yeah.
It's the majority of the state where people live in is a fucking shithole.
Right.
And there are several small sections near those shitholes that are really, are where the rich people go and wall off all the fucking meth junkies and people pissing on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And so guess what? I don't know where Meryl Streep grew up, but something tells me if she had to justify that she spent some time in New Jersey, I'm betting she grew up in a mansion there.
Well, I just thought it was funny how she was, you know, it's always a double standard with these Hollywood liberals. I mean, I don't know. She's talking about bullying and divisiveness and all this stuff. And then she like badmouths sports fans and half of the country.
Right.
By the way,
without us, all you'd have is football and MMA and half the country's going, okay. And
we like that. Yeah.
I'll watch that 9 times out of 10 over The Devil Wears Prada. And I didn't even think that was that bad a movie. So let me just grab a byline here from Meryl Streep's Wikipedia page. Meryl Louise Streep was born June 22nd, 1949 in Summit, New Jersey, the daughter of Mary Wolfe Wilkinson, a commercial artist and art editor, and Harry William Streep Jr., a pharmaceutical executive.
Yes, she grew up.
So she definitely grew up in a double wide and definitely ate Easy Mac on the nights where she actually got dinner. But most of the time she went to bed without supper.
Right.
Or maybe had a glass of warm water.
Yeah, she didn't grow up in Trenton.
And again, she got up in front of a fucking Hollywood award show in Hollywood and talked about how much she fucking hates Donald Trump. You big fucking hero.
Well, here's the thing that also, if I was getting a lifetime achievement award for my glorious body of work, I mean, she's won so many Oscars, right? I would not have stood up there and used my time that I had earned for my lifetime achievement award and, like, give it to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
Again, the same thing that CNN was thinking on publishing a complete fucking bullshit report that Donald Trump, like, single-handedly debunked. Like, not even, like, didn't even, like, try. Like, didn't even need to do any major effort and completely debunked it in, like, 5 minutes in a press conference. Like, didn't even need to be expose, didn't even need to have, like, expert witnesses called in. Like, it was such bullshit that it was just simply, it's bullshit. This never fucking happened. This never would happen. Why the fuck would anyone think this would happen? Like, I mean, there was one of the reports that said, like, one of his, like, top aides was in Prague meeting with, like, the KGB or something like that. And the man's never been to Prague. He's never.
He was visiting UCLA with his kid, who's looking at a baseball scholarship.
Not only was when he was supposed to be in Prague doing this meeting, was he somewhere else with lots and lots and lots of witnesses, but also he's never been there in his entire fucking life, and his passport says so. Like, it is impossible for him to have been in Prague ever in the entire time of his life.
That's what they want you to think, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, it just was so demonstrative, but CNN ran with it. Same reason why Meryl Streep gave all of her fucking thunder for this award. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck the award was. Like, I just knew that she gave a bullshit speech. But all I know is, yeah, Meryl Streep, Donald Trump. But again, the reason why CNN published that crap, and again, They're back in the naughty branch at the press corps for God knows how long. And it turns out that, you know, they originally thought, oh, yeah, well, Donald Trump telling us to fuck off, that's going to make him seem like a petty asshole, except for people.
A bully.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for people went, wait a second. You guys are fucking dicks. Yeah. No, of course. Why would anyone give you time? Like, yeah, you published a fake news story trying to defame Trump. No, he's not going to let you give questions. And yeah, but the reason why they went down this road was because they wanted it so fucking bad. And that's the same thing. Meryl Streep wants Donald Trump to cry horrible, horrible tears and sit and give it to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. The whole fake news thing just astounds me. When you've got Dan Rather cheering up, he's teaching a class or something about fake news. I'm like, the Onion can't make this up.
Nope.
If the Onion published that as a purely fictitious joke story, people would be like, oh, please. You know, they wouldn't actually have Dan Rather, the man responsible for faking the George Bush AWOL memo.
Yep.
But they did.
Yeah, he wanted it so bad. He wanted it so bad that he made it all up, fake but accurate.
And
that's, I mean, just the same thing is they want it so, so bad.
Ah, yes.
It's going to be a fun 4 years.
It will be. And you know what? The way things are going, it's going to be a fun 8 years.
They're partway into Pence's second term.
Actually, I got to say the whole, The looks like the Republicans are doing very, very good at getting rid of Obamacare. Good riddance. I love all the Democrats going, no, I care about all of our country. I care about everyone. I care about even the Trump voters. Because when you take away the Affordable Care Act, there's people that are, you know, you got to think about the people that are going to be deprived of health care. Well, yeah, but what about the people that, because the Affordable Care Act suddenly was passed, suddenly couldn't get health care? Or still technically had health care, but they don't have fucking health care. They went from having health coverage to what is essentially a catastrophic health care because they've got a $2,000 deductible. Congratulations. Unless you need a brain transplant, we're not covering shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So they treat this like, oh, they have insurance. Well, yeah, they have insurance, but it's a, you know, like you said, it's like a $10,000 plus family deductible. Yeah, exactly.
If you're 25 years old and you've got not even $10,000, you've got an $800 deductible. Yeah. You don't have insurance.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you maybe have
$10,000 to your name, not all of it liquid. If you suddenly get stuck with a $900 doctor's bill, you're fucking destitute.
Well, I go to the prostatist, right? And
is that legal?
Yes.
In Ohio,
and
it is.
Do you want to be talking about that on the podcast, Brita?
I need something like you know, liners for my leg. And they're $1,500. And the insurance says, well, good luck with that. Because our deductible is retarded now.
Mm-hmm. What's
thanks, Obama. A liner is the thing that goes on my leg and then attaches my leg to the prosthesis.
So is it the sock thing or?
Kinda. It's made out of silicone and it has a metal pin on the end that locks into the prosthesis.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
but yeah, I mean, it's expensive and shit like that isn't, you know, the insurance is like, well, good luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I hope they do something. I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those, like, I'm disgusted by the mock bleeding hearts out there. I've got no problem with actual bleeding hearts. I mean, I consider them, you know, them having, you know, misplaced concern, but concern, no matter how misplaced, is still concern. You can't laugh at that. But the mock concern for whoever the hell, I mean, again, maybe it's the circles I run in, but I don't know anybody who's benefited from. I know lots of people who have completely gotten fucked over, including you, Brita, by this law. And, you know, but I'm sure there's somebody somewhere that's now that has healthcare and that weren't able to get it before. But it's one of those six to one, half a dozen to the other is one of those, like, this is not a solution.
Well, people who are having Obamacare now are saying they can't afford it. They're in the same boat as everybody else. I mean, it's working as designed, though, because what they were going for is universal payer, right?
Oh, they wanted to collapse the entire thing. They couldn't get single payer. So come up with something that would just completely cripple and destroy the healthcare groups. But to get back to my initial point is the Republicans are steaming forward quite healthily at getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. And now Senate Majority Leader he's the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer.
Oh boy, Schumer.
Says, minority leader.
Oh yeah, minority, excuse me. Yeah. So the minority leader. Still he's the big dog now that Harry Reid is going off to God's waiting room.
No, he's just gonna get beaten up by his brother in law again.
I don't care whoever it is, so long as they hit him hard. He's such an asshole. But the so long as someone's away from his bodyguards that rough up reporters. Chucky Schumer said, you know, don't do this. I mean, whatever. I can look up the quote, but whatever. But just said, you're going to put your party in jeopardy. Said as a Democrat.
Yeah, you're gonna put, but the afterthought was, oh, and it's not good for the American people either.
Yeah,
but party comes first in their mind, of course, right?
Yeah, sure. Let me see if I can find the exact. I want to get the exact words that he used, but it is turn back before it's too late. It will damage your party and it will hurt millions of Americans. Far more importantly, yeah, that was an afterthought.
Yeah,
but it will damage your party. Said by the guy who everybody, his entire industrial complex of the Democrat industrial complex said, Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide. This is going to be the greatest landslide victory ever. Donald Trump's going to get beaten like a rented mule. No one's going to get through with it. I mean, you've got all of these people. Like, I mean, I believe that I fully believe that the goofy interpretation of the assault weapons ban that Mara Healey put through here was done exclusively so that she could get a federal judgeship, whether it be Supreme Court or Massachusetts Court or something, or Circuit Court. But there's all these people that were doing things because they were counting the chickens before they were hatched. And da 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 da, she got her ass kicked. Oh, but no, she won the popular vote. Da 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 da, no, she fucking didn't. We're stopping all recount efforts because then we might actually count the votes and suddenly lose that one. But yeah, and again, the Democrat Party is now like just absolutely like a specialty party. It's kind of like the Dixiecrats. And, you know, it is really just big cities on the coast is what the Democrats are.
And yet
Chuck Schumer, I mean, to be fair, the Republican Party's hardcore fucked up. I mean, and I think, you know, if anything, you know, we can look at the last time that something similar has happened was Reagan. You know, the Republican Party kind of rallied for a little bit and then went right back to fucked up.
Well, that's because they hated Reagan and he upset their apple cart too much.
Oh yeah, and again, note that part of this whole like defamation fake news campaign against Donald Trump was done by Jeb Bush and John McCain.
Yep.
Who, by the way, please let John McCain die before Harry Reid, just before Harry Reid. Like 36 seconds.
How about together in a car crash?
Can it be in a house fire?
Sure, why not?
Like a Thomas Kincaid-style house fire. All right, that's even better than the Breida Underoos.
I got that one.
Thomas Kincaid house fire. Sorry, Breida, that beats you out on the Underoos.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's going to be the flavor after the show. I'm just saying.
Because all of Thomas Kincaid's houses are on fire.
All of us horribly in fire. Like you can almost hear the children banging on the windows.
Help.
Seriously, yeah. Next time you're in the Hallmark store, yeah, definitely pull down a Thomas Kincaid calendar and look at all of them and realize that, oh yeah, no, that is a fucking horrible house fire that just hasn't quite broken through the roof yet.
Yep. Yeah, he's actually a sick and twisted individual.
He's dead now.
Well, he was a sick and twisted individual. That's not a debated fact.
He pissed on Mickey Mouse, man.
He had kink right in his name. Duh.
Yeah, there you go.
Again, Jay, all green lights here. That's fine. I've got no problems with that.
What?
And look at the time.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Good show.
All right. Yeah,
well, so, it was something, all right.
I'm going to say goodnight, Internet, and just so you know, I went the entire show without talking about that monkey fucking that deer.
Thank you, Weird.
It's only because I love you, Breida.
Yeah, everybody can Google that on their own time.
Yes.
on their own time. His houses do look like they're on fire.
They really do. No.
It never occurred to me that way. And I'm like,
Jay,
shit,
not
right.
Look, not looks like is. Those houses don't look like they're on fire. They're fucking on fire.
Everything inside them is burning.
Yeah, mom was smoking in bed again and set the place on fire.
dad gave the monkey the blowtorch again.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Ooh, classic film reference. Norman Thayer forgot to put the fire screen in front of the fireplace.
Yep. All right. Well,
all right.
We'll be back next
week. Good night,
week.
Annette. I will not be here next week. Sorry, folks.
He'll be wearing a suit.
That's right.
Send pictures.
And working for the man.
Pictures of the suit.
Jay, what are you excited about for SHOT Show? And what are your predictions? Because I was actually on couple weeks ago Geeks, Gadgets, and Guns, and
you know what I'm really excited
if anyone's listened to that show knows that that show does not fucking stay on topic, which was great. They were saying they essentially want to know what my SHOT Show predictions were, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue because Donald Trump got elected and then we broke another Knicks check record. Like, the system's broken. There's no way I can fucking predict anything anymore.
Well, I think the reason we broke Knicks check records is people celebrating. Woohoo! Really, what I'm really excited about is the new Colt Revolver.
The little detective special. Yeah.
The hell is it?
Aren't they supposed to be
Viper?
Aren't they supposed to be coming out with a new, like a? It's the 38 special, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a six shot. It's a detective special, but it's Cobra.
That's it. Yeah.
The Cobra. It's you know, basically a teens detective special.
Wasn't the original Cobra a 357? It was like a poor man's Python, wasn't it?
Then yeah, a King Cobra. So. King Cobra.
Oh, okay.
And the Anaconda was the 44. But the thing is, this is their first double action revolver in like over 20 years. So,
well, considering that they almost completely stopped making civilian guns in the first place.
And they realized that, boy, putting everything into military contracts is a risky proposition.
Yeah. It could, you know, looking at the civilian gun market, yeah, that was dumb.
And they're, you know, again, Colt is listening to consumers. I pointed this out. I wrote up the OEM. That's the Colt AR-15 that they're selling without furniture. Because, well, what do people do? You buy an AR-15 with the crappy mil-spec stock and the crappy mil-spec handguard. You take them off and you put on whatever you want. So they were the first ones to say, fine, we won't put anything on.
Yeah.
So they're listening to the market. And the market was saying, you know, Smith & Wesson makes a wonderful revolver. Ruger makes a very durable revolver. Colt also makes a very fine and durable revolver. We sure wish they'd bring them back. And they did.
I want another Python, damn it. I want a Python I can afford.
I want them to... Yes, yes. Exactly.
That's what I want.
The Python is my single biggest one that got away.
Oh, yeah. Back, you know, 20 years ago when they were $1,000. Oh, man, that's too expensive.
It was $1,000, actually. Yep. But it was the 6-inch barrel, blued, absolutely gorgeous, perfect condition.
It needs to be blued. Like a nickel Python is just bullshit. Yeah.
It's just wrong. It's just
they're,
wrong.
They're nice guns, but you're selling yourself short.
He you know, the gentleman who offered it to me was giving me a fantastic price. I mean, even at the time, they were worth more like $15,000 to $2,000. But I could not. I didn't have the cash.
Was it the same guy who got the 1911 from?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay, I got offered that exact same Python.
Oh, that's funny.
I shot that Python. That Python was fucking beautiful.
One of those like looking back.
I do think about that Python.
Yep. It's like, boy, I really should have sold something to buy that.
Yep. Oh well.
I think I'm okay with it because I ended up getting my Colt Trooper, and that's
Well, I have a Lawman, which is a pretty nice pistol, but
yeah,
it's
Python enough. And
yeah,
honestly speaking, like having that gun, it's a wonderful gun. It's a great gun. I really like it, but I'm definitely more of a Smith & Wesson guy.
Yeah,
I'm definitely that guy.
How the hell did we dive off into the gun geekery?
Because you asked about shot, and that's
weird.
Well, you know what? I have to admit, I'm very intrigued by the Hudson H9. That looks
too expensive.
What is the action on that thing?
It's a striker fire. Essentially a striker fired 1911.
But no, it's not a 1911 lockwork though. That's not a Browning action on it. I've seen
Not. It's the steel frame and the grip angle, and I think it's got the safety. It's got both safeties.
The safety's optional, but yeah.
Yeah, it's this weird amalgam of new and old, and
it's too expensive.
I'm curious.
It's going to fail on the market.
I'm making no predictions.
It's too expensive. $1,400? Too expensive. For a 1911?
Breda's not going to buy it.
Nope.
Brita, go out for a smoke break.
No, I'm here.
Colt is also bringing back the Delta Elite, which makes me very interested.
Don't they keep Haven't they brought it back like before?
Yeah,
like, didn't they bring it back like less than 5 years ago?
Pretty much, but still. It's 10 millimeter.
Yeah.
While I don't actually own one in 10 millimeter.
I own one and somebody's got it. Joe Spear still has it.
How long has he had it?
For like 4 years.
What the fuck's he doing to it?
I don't know. You're gonna
get back the Hudson. You're gonna get a Hudson 10 millimeter.
No, like, I gave it's one that I did some amateur gunsmithing on and fucked up, and so I sent it to him because he needed a 1911 frame for his gunsmithing class, and he was gonna do a bunch of shit with it, and I was like, yeah, whatever. You can't fuck it up any more than it already is.
What'd you do to fuck it up?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you polish the feed ramp? Did you polish the feed ramp so that there was no gap? You took the gap away, didn't you? You took the gap away, you son of a bitch.
Well, that's just a barrel replacement.
No, yeah. Not if you take the gap away. No, that's a frame replacement.
I didn't mess with that. I did something else stupid. But anyway.
All right. On that note.
Yep. Good night, everybody. Three-fourths of us will be back next week.
Yeah. That's right.
75. You'll have 75% of the scroll report.
Yeah. Hey, we can get Hayden back. He made the show so much better than Jay.
Well, duh.
Oh, not true.
We'll limp along. Ponzi, get out.
You got a human, not a monkey. Come on.
Damn cat.
Okay, good night, everybody.
All right, bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Internet. Bye.